Lion! Press save the Empire!
Facebook for the iPhone has been a shit show recently. They did some update to it, and it's been a mess ever since.
It's all terrible. Mine's terrible. All you can do is update your status. You can't interact with your messages or anything. It's stupid.
Why do they keep changing it? Just Facebook in general, just leave it alone.
No, they want to improve it.
Every improvement they make makes it worse.
I like it when people start groups that say, if a million of us sign this, change Facebook
bring
back.
The old Facebook. They don't give a shit about you.
It's not going to happen.
They have all your information. That's all they want, ever wanted, and all they need.
And Sony ran into the same problem. They updated their PlayStation 3s, and if you didn't have the new Slim one, it would give you problems.
Yeah, was it bricking them, or was it...
No, I don't think it was allowing you to play. You couldn't get on the network, I think, and for some reason it was affecting single-player games as well. I don't know. I don't have one, sadly, because I haven't taken up that challenge from my girlfriend to get down to 168 pounds, and she'll get me a PS3.
Oh.
I really need to get to work on that.
Yeah.
Because I could use a PS3. I just finished BioShock 2, though. That was exciting.
I mean, that's clearly what you need is another reason to stay in the house.
That's all I've been doing. I mean, playing for 2.5 hours at a time. I got the good ending. Now I have to play through again. I mean, we're talking probably 15 to 20 hours of playing time.
BioShock 2 is the new one where you're the big monster thing, right?
The big daddy.
Yeah, the big
it's
robot.
It's a big daddy. It's a sequel to BioShock.
Right.
Hence the 2 at the end.
I get it.
And
as opposed to the Modern Warfare 2.
Which is part 5.
Mortal Kombat 6 or whatever it was, yeah.
So I have to play through and get the bad ending now. So rather than saving the little girls, I'm going to harvest them for their Adam.
Oh, what's the matter with you?
Well, I'm going to get greedy and get all my powers early and blow stuff up.
Speaking of the internet not working, applying for jobs over the internet is a lie, it turns out.
Really? Because that's all I've done. How else are you supposed to apply for jobs these days?
So here's the thing, because exactly the point that I wanted to make about this, because so many companies, they don't list their, do not call us, do not email, do not email us, do not do anything, just here.
Click this button.
Use this form, post your, browse, submit your resume online, fill out this little form, and we'll be in touch. Horseshit. And specifically, Apple Computer and the Apple Store.
Now, wait a minute. Our friend Begley got a job there.
The question is, how did this fucktard get hired and I didn't? He went to Curry College, which is 90% retard. Okay. Now, granted, I do not have a college degree, but it's because, I've been doing what I wanted to do in college, straight out of college anyway. So ultimately kind of didn't need one.
Right. Well, I mean, I have one and it's not doing me any good.
See, exactly. So the college degree, as far as I'm concerned, is a wash. So I asked Begley, I'm like, so what exactly did you do specifically to get hired by this company? And he did exactly what I've been doing the whole time, which is fill out the thing online, you put it into their system, you pick the stores, because they list the stores, here's what stores are hiring for what. Because they have all, they have manager positions, and then they've got creative positions, genius positions, expert positions, all this shit.
And what were you going for?
Whatever was available, because, I've
Stock done, boy.
Exactly. I mean, there was literally inventory management. So I've been kind of putting in for whatever, because I did retail for so damn long. Like, you worked in restaurants, I worked in retail for 8 years.
Right.
So I've kind of done a little bit of everything. I've done the management thing. I know enough about these things, according to the website anyway, that I could be qualified as an expert.
Not a genius.
That's the weird thing, is the genius doesn't have a questionnaire. The expert one came with a questionnaire, and it was kind of like, what software do you use? Do you use iTunes? Do you use iTunes and iPhoto? And it kind of scales up from there to, Logic and GarageBand and Aperture and all the Apple Pro apps. So I went through that, and I'm like, top of the bill on all these. I'm like, this is awesome. Like, I'm a shoo-in for this. Like, how could they not? Nothing. Crickets. So we know a guy who knows a guy who works at the Apple Store, North Shore. Take a wild guess what he told me to do in order to, get considered for a job.
Walk into the store.
Yeah, with a resume. I just walk in and ask for the hiring manager. I'm like, really? Like, this company that's wired to everything, the internet and the computers, and they got this whole website. He's like, yeah, they submit through there. But it comes down to, you walk in with your resume, you introduce yourself, you say, hi, here's my resume. you know, hire me.
Well, shit. Now I'm going to have to leave the house.
So now you're going to have to clean up, like take a shower, which I have not done since like yesterday, maybe the day before. I can't even really remember. Clean up, like shave, and like actually go into a store and meet people in order to get a job.
Son of a bitch. I didn't want to do that. That's what makes the internet great.
Supposedly. Now, to their credit, apparently the job listings, unlike most places, the job listings that they post online are legit.
Okay.
Nothing makes, especially when you're in a job hunt, and there's a couple different places that I've applied, and I'll go and I'll see a job, and I'm like, oh, I can do that. And I'll put it in, and I realize it's been up there since like December 18th of last year. And I'm like, either A, they haven't filled this position because everyone's an idiot, or B, they're too lazy to take it down off the website. You know, once they put it out there and they get somebody, they forget about it.
Yeah,
it just
sits
hangs out
there.
In
it's
the
like
ether.
An old page that nobody ever thinks about.
Exactly. It's the dancing hamster of the job world.
People have not forgotten about that page.
So internet hiring is a lie. Get up off your spotty, lazy behind, go in, and apply for the job.
But I don't want to.
Well, tough shit. Like, that's what you got to do.
Oh.
So where have you put in applications? Do you even remember?
Yeah, a couple places. A place called Tech Target. There's a couple other, you know, firms like that where they needed a social media director, a couple radio stations. The one I'm holding off on is TKK. There's a producer gig available there.
They'd probably consider you a terrorist.
Yeah, considering I'm a little liberal. But yeah. You know what? I love guns, so I can be swayed.
See?
I really don't know if I want to do radio, though. I definitely don't want to be on air unless I have to be.
Yeah.
Without, you know, you and Fletcher. Like, I want to do the show.
Yeah.
It'd be different. Yeah, you'd be forced. I could do off-air stuff, you know, like producer and what have you. Honestly, I just want a job. I don't even care what it is at this point.
There's a radio station called Radio 92.9, which is WBOS, which is,
right.
You know,
robot
radio station. So I called there a couple of weeks ago because it's bugged me ever since they flipped over to alternative and basically started owning every other rock radio station in town. The radio station sounds like shit. It
audibly
sounds bad coming over speakers.
Quality wise,
it's not loud. It lacks punch. There's nothing there.
It's not dynamic.
No. So I'm in the car one day, and I was like, yeah, fuck this. So I looked up the number, and I call, and I get the receptionist, and I said, can I speak to the program director of WBOS? And the girl literally, now the program director, for those of you who haven't been in the radio world, is the boss of the radio station.
Numero uno.
In terms of, you know, what goes on to the air, what music is played, what DJs work there, all of that stuff. The program director is essentially the most important person in the building. The girl that answered the phone had no idea who the program director was of WBOS.
Well, there can't be that many people there to begin with.
There's three.
Yeah.
There are three people that work at that radio station because it's a robot radio station. There's actually no, you know, there's nobody there. So she didn't know who it was. She said, I think that's who that is. She sends me to the promotions director.
Well, PD and PD, it's close.
Sure. Yeah. So this poor girl... Her voicemail picks up, and I say, you know, hi, you don't know me. My name is Charlie, but I just would call and tell you that your radio station sounds like shit, which is the terminology that I use.
Because you just don't care anymore.
No. So, and I, you know, go on why, you know, the same things I just told you. And I figured that was it. You know, it's going to get, she's going to be like, fuck this guy, and delete the message. Couple days later, I get a phone call from Ken West, who actually is the program director of WBOS and also of ROR, I think, Classic Rock Station.
Really?
Yeah, he calls me. And we were in the middle of something at the time, so I ended up calling him back. We played phone tag. I finally get to talk to him. And I'm like, look, dude, like, you know, nothing personal or anything, but the radio station sounds like shit. We had this very long conversation about processing and about how, you know, they have engineers there, and they're the best engineers I've ever worked with, and like the usual like radio lies that most people. But the fact that this dude... Actually, and I held off. I didn't say, hey, you know, you're looking to hire. You're going to need a jock for the weekends because, I don't want to do that anymore. But the fact that somebody that runs this robot radio station actually called back, and I think this speaks to the people that have, you know, been so active with the whole, you know, bring back the sandbox movement and everything, is that there are people out there who actually give a shit you know, and we'll actually, and he had, you know, he had nothing for me, no explanation, other than just to call me back because I called him.
And say, all right, I hear your opinion.
Yeah.
Here's
yeah.
my side. And you move on.
And he said something at the end of it, like, you know, thanks for being basically less than a dickhead than you sounded like on the voicemail. but I wanted to give him credit for being a radio person who's not just like a stuck-up asshole who can't be bothered to talk to the people.
Right. He could have easily heard that message and said, this asshole doesn't know what he's talking about, and delete.
Yeah, yeah.
But rather took the time to find out what you were actually saying.
And, you know, Ken, if you happen to be listening to this, and if you're looking for a weekend part-time DJ, I'd be happy to help out. Hi!
Or a morning show.
No, I'm not getting up early anymore.
Really? I still get up at that hour. I wake up around 4:30 every morning. I roll over and go back to bed.
I have no problem sleeping in now.
Oh, no, my clock is still set.
I mean, I got to get up with the children, so I try to be out of bed like around 7, but I'm not getting up at 3:45 anymore.
Ever again?
Ever again.
So you
for any
you would want to take the show afternoons?
I tell you what. If New York, Los Angeles, or Chicago call... And they say, we love this Empire Radio podcasting that you're doing. Can you come do mornings in one of the top three markets? I'd consider it.
What about D.C.?
Maybe. At least that's close to like my family.
Yeah, and what is that? Is it 6?
Yeah,
it's still top 10.
It's top 10, and yeah. It's like, I mean, 6, 8, somewhere in there.
It's D.C. It's the nation's capital. There's a lot going on there.
Yeah, a lot of traffic.
Oh, yeah, the traffic is shit.
It's a pain in the ass.
We would have to have drivers.
And there's no big buildings. I'm a big building junkie. Chicago, in a second. In a second. L.A., it would have to be a shit ton of money.
Have you ever worked in a big building?
Like Seacrest money.
Every building we've worked in together, we were on the second
or third floor. It's not about working in the
floor.
Big building. It's not about working like, in the big buildings. I just like seeing big buildings. I think it makes me feel like I've actually done something with my life working in a town with big buildings. But Chicago in a second, LA,
I don't know.
It would have
if
to be
I could even do LA.
It would have to be crazy, crazy money.
And as long as we're daydreaming, I want a pony.
And New York is a
well, that's
quite,
the
it's a quite possibly.
It's the end. What? It's the end all be all. There's nowhere else to go after that.
Yeah, but it's so brutal. It's yeah, so. But, I mean, you're like you're in, you're out. You're in, you're out. You're out, which I should get used to by now.
Yeah,
so,
really.
Considering, you know, it's every 2 years.
But, yeah, you said earlier when about the robot stations, how they're kicking people's asses. I just don't understand how people think that, you know, in the radio world, those who program it decide that, you know, what's going to beat robots is almost robots, just with live people talking for a split second.
Yeah, yeah.
Why not? I'm a personality guy. I think you got to give people something other than what's out there.
Well, the former WFNX... brethren have been coming out of the woodwork, and one of the guys I've been talking to a lot recently is Neil Robert, who we had in. You remember when Neil came in to play Henry?
Yeah, yeah.
In my song? Yeah. So great dude. Yeah, he worked at BCN, he worked at FNX, he worked at WBOS before it went to All Robots. And, you know, he's got XM Radio. I'm like, that's all he and his wife listen to anymore. And they're, you know, music junkies. Like, she's in a band, he's, you know, into video and whatever. But, I mean, that's his theory, too, is that when people have iPods and, I mean, when you got here, I was streaming internet radio. You know, I got this Philips internet radio for like $40 at Marshall's.
Yeah, I have Pandora for free on my phone.
Yeah, I can get all the BBC channels off, you know, off of that.
And Pandora customizes to my taste.
Yeah.
So I write in my favorite bands and it makes radio stations around them.
Exactly.
But so, you know what you can't get on it is, you know, shows, personality-driven shows.
Yeah, yeah.
And people love those.
That's his theory too. Is that, you know, it's going to come down to personality, because anybody can get music anywhere, anytime they want, anymore. So, which is why this is a moderate success.
Yeah, really? Are we calling it a success already?
Sure.
Why considering not? We do it once every how many weeks? Let's see when the last time we.
Oh shit! No, I can't tell you, 'cause I don't save the date and the file name.
Let's see. No, it was the Soulfire one.
It was a Soulfire one, so it was February
23rd.
Yeah.
February 23rd,
February 23rd, yeah. I'm very busy.
How long ago was that?
I'm very busy. I don't even know.
That's a little over a week.
Yeah, it's 8.
Because February's a short month.
It's 10 days. 10 days.
I don't know. I see a lot of activity from Ed on these on this blog,
theempireradio.com. In between BioShock 2 sessions?
Yes.
And driving your girlfriend to work?
Oh, yeah. I'm driving Miss Daisy at this point.
I'm driving Miss David.
That and employmentfail.com, if
yes.
You'd like to check that out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Me and SFA doing a thing, and we have guest writers. We're waiting for you. You were so bitchy when I told you about the website. You're like, why aren't I writing? So I sent you an invite, and you haven't written anything.
Actually, when SFA comes back from SF, she wants me to take pictures of her head. So I was going to offer the same thing for you. If you want to come over, maybe we can make a podcast out of it.
You're going to need a wide-angle lens for her head.
That ain't nice. She's got a lot of hair. She's got all that bushy red Jew hair. That's, it's everywhere. It's everywhere all the time.
It's a bit of a mess.
And she's still unemployed?
I believe so, yeah. That's Jesus. Why she has time. Although she hasn't blogged recently either. I'm the only one blogging over there,
see?
Too.
See? Look, you're the only one that can be relied on for any of this
I'm
shit.
The only one that works hard at a fake job.
Well, that's the thing. Is getting to Soulfire specifically, I had the children in the car. I brought the children. And I'm circling and circling and circling trying to find a parking spot in Alston. And I had the children in the car, so I can't swear. I said, this is fucking ridiculous. I'm not even fucking getting fucking... So I start singing a song. I'm like, I'm not even getting paid to do this.
Yeah, but you got eats.
But yeah, I got free food.
Delicious
which
eats.
Was great.
And it was a great time. A good time to see everybody. And I guess I just got an email. Let me pull it up. I have 9 million windows open, as always. Somebody asked that we come to Salem.
Yeah.
So I guess we're going to have to do that. You and I had been talking about coming to Salem for a podcast. So have you picked out a place yet? Have you set it up?
I want to talk to the guys that run Tavern in the Square.
Let's see. Rachel says you need to have a sandbox gathering in our fair city of Salem sometime.
Yeah, I would love to.
So that is on Charlie, Rachel. So you will see this never.
That'll happen in August. No, I'm looking at Tavern in the Square. Just because it's big, and they actually do a Sunday brunch, which I guess is pretty good.
Well, I like brunch.
Yeah, so but I'll track down a place. I've met some Salem business people. So, you want to play a tune here or something?
Sure. What do you want to play?
So I'm doing this Friday night at Oliver's, which is attached to the Cask and Flagon.
I've heard about this.
Yeah. So it's the return of X Night. X Night is a club night that used to happen at Axis, which is now part of the House of Blues.
Which part of the House of Blues was it?
The right part. Basically, Axis is backstage for the House of Blues.
Okay.
Is basically what it boils down to. And for those of you that weren't around at the time, Axis was like this two-floor club. Downstairs was the big room. Upstairs was the small room. They used to have shows downstairs. Saw some really good shows there, actually. But every Saturday night, they did X Night, and they'd broadcast it live on the radio. And
now, this was Beats, right?
Well, it was kind of a product of the time, at least when I was doing it, when I was there. I was like the fill-in guy for that.
Yeah, you talk about this like it was your heyday. This is when you were awesome.
Oh, it was so much fun, because I was there Friday night.
You had hair.
I had hair.
It was platinum blonde.
At times.
And you were on The Real World.
So Friday night was Spin Cycle, and that was the Beats night. That was...
Okay.
I mean, that was, you know, glow sticks and everything. And I did that. I didn't DJ. Tim DJed, but I was like the on-air host for it. And then X Night was Saturday night, so that ran from like 10 to 1, I think. And Mike Joshua was the DJ for that. And it was, and that was when you could smoke in clubs.
Oh, yeah.
Booze, cigarettes, booze, weed occasionally, booze.
Broads. I
mean, broads, like, you know, fat girls, skinny, almost everybody, which was what made it so fun, because it wasn't, you know, just... You're a trash assholes. It was everybody. Right. And it was more of a rock night. But at the time, like, the Prodigy was big and the Chemical Brothers were big and whatever. So it's coming back Friday night. It's kind of a weird amalgam of music. There's going to be a live band playing, this group called Pretending, which is a Pretenders cover band, which Mike Josh is the drummer for, and his wife is the lead singer. The cat's on the table.
The cat is nudging my laptop.
So I'm opening. I'm going to spin from 9 to 10:15. And in setting up for all this, I realized that I have no idea how to DJ a club night anymore.
Oh, really?
I mean, that part of my brain is just gone.
Well, here's what you do. You take your headphones and you turn
one
them
like
upside
the,
down.
Like this.
You take one off and then you lean the other
see,
over.
I can never do that. I can never do the ear.
You got to lean.
Shoulder thing. So I would do this. I just put
oh,
the
you
one
just
back.
Put it in the back.
I put
yeah,
the
that's
one
not
back.
As cool. That doesn't
know,
look cool.
I know. I'm not worried about it.
You don't have
cool.
the lean going.
So I have no idea how to do that anymore. So it'll be interesting. So get there at 9. It's at Oliver's at the Cask and Flagon. I'm going to DJ till like 10:15. I think Pretending goes on like 10:30. They're going to play until like 11:30, 11:15. And then Mike Josh is going to take over and run till closing time, basically. So it'll be fun. So in one of the songs that I pulled out for X Night on Friday night is the Chemical Brothers' "Let Forever Be."
You say that like I should know it.
Well, it's the Chemical. You know the Chemical Brothers.
I know the Chemical Brothers, but that's the only one I know.
So "Let Forever Be" was one of, I think it was like the single after that, or a couple songs after that, and it's Noel Gallagher from Oasis.
Oh,
of course, single. So it's good, and we'll play that. And I'll get the camera. Oh, and I have sandwiches.
Oh, I like sandwiches. Listen, I drove past a Five Guys and didn't stop because you promised
lunch. I know. I almost called you to swing in because I'm flush with cash right now.
You need to hold on to that. The gravy train's running out.
No, this is all of like, I'm Captain Odd Job, so this is all like the random stuff I'm doing on the side that I will definitely report on my taxes for the year 2010.
Yeah.
Considering that your girlfriend is now my CPA. Don't forget to take that envelope, by the way.
It's in my bag. It's with me. So you can't handle it yourself? What happened? It's not like you made a shit ton of money.
Well, I want to make sure that I get... I feel like all American taxpayers. I feel like I get fucked every year. And especially with the whole losing the job thing. And we did all this shit with our house where, like, you know, we got the our mortgage adjusted, and all because the property value went down so much. So I want to make sure that I get mine, or at least don't get hosed too badly. So I'm going to give it to her. But I do, I drive this guy David to and from work because he lost his license temporarily. I'm doing the photo stuff for Stuff Magazine. I sold my very first picture last night to Sarah Landry, who follows us on Twitter.
Oh.
So that's more on reported income.
You haven't paid your employees from a photo shoot yet?
Well, I haven't gotten paid for that one yet. I'm getting paid for that one at X Night. This Friday night, Oliver's attached to the Cask and Flagon, starts at 9 o'clock. I will be there.
Nice how that works out.
Yeah, so he's going to get me a check. So I'll cut you a little piece of that. Don't you worry.
The thing is, if you're a single individual who rents and has one job, you can do your own taxes.
Yeah.
The minute you own property, have kids, are married, and especially if you go through job problems or sides, you got to have somebody else do
all
it.
All of that.
No idea until I see what she does and the hours she's working now during tax season. And I've heard people say, "Oh, TurboTax is great. I'll just do this."
No, fuck that. I'm tired of getting raped.
Yeah, they don't know the ins and outs.
Yeah,
and you don't certainly don't as a layman. So why wouldn't you go to an expert? Somebody who you go to a doctor when you go to the dentist when you have a toothache.
Yeah,
you don't just go online and go, "Oh, I can drip something in there and seal it off and it'll be fine."
And this is the other thing about it. And this isn't just a plug for Ed's girlfriend so she can continue to support him, but it's also we have a good family friend who is a CPA and has done it for 30 or 40 years. And I was telling Ed before we got started that every year once tax season is over, like May 1st, he shuts down his office. Like, turn out the lights. Like, I'm out of here for a month. Go fuck yourselves.
She's working 7 days a week.
It's brutal.
It's 12 hours plus a day.
It's brutal. So, and going to one of these, look, any place that has some dude in a Lady Liberty outfit standing out in the rain on the street, it's like going to McDonald's and expecting a steak dinner.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. I love McDonald's. I love me a double quarter pounder with cheese. But I'm not. If I want lobster, I'm not getting the lobster roll at McDonald's.
If you get in legal trouble, you hire an attorney. Right. You don't represent yourself. We all know that.
Yeah.
And that's what happens when your taxes gets complicated. You should not represent yourself. You should let an expert do it. And I'm not pitching my girlfriend's services. But if you do need them.
Maybe go get a business card.
You can contact me and I will put you in touch.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's very reasonable. It's just as much as the tax in the box places are.
Well, less than, because there is a sliding scale.
Oh, in terms of like
what? Oh, yeah. They'll get you in the door for $49 and then all of a sudden you have this, that, and the other.
And $140.
Well, they charge you $25 to e-file and all sorts of stuff. So it's like, at the end of it, it's $250.
Yeah. Yeah. So so I have her taken care of this year and then some other issues that I have that I've just got. That's all in that. And it's funny because my wife was not into her doing our taxes. She was like, "Oh, just do it, just do it online, whatever." And I'm like, "No, there's too much that I can potentially get out of this that I will most definitely miss." But she's like, "Well, I don't really want, her, knowing about our finances." I mean, number one, we have no finances.
And that's probably the hard part when you know someone and you have them do it.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, how long have I known you? You and your wife know that my finances are a disaster. And I know yours aren't too far off.
No.
So
mine are definitely worse than yours.
Who cares? Like, what's the big deal?
I'm like, "Honey, like, what difference does it make how much money, if she knows she lives, part-time with stupid Ed over here, and she knows that he doesn't have any money either." So it's like, whatever.
And we made the same salary for the past 2.5 years.
And number two, she's a professional. Even if you have a friend that is a doctor and you go see them, they still, under oath, are not supposed to tell anybody anything about you. And it's the
and your
same,
rectum.
It's the same. Yeah. Anyway, I'm like, what you've shoved in your ass. It's the same. I would imagine, that's probably not a moral code, but I'm sure that it's understood that she's a professional.
Yeah, they're not going to discuss.
So she's not going to come to you after and be like, "Jesus Christ," And she might be like, "Oh, Jesus, he's getting hosed," but which is fine. So I'm tired of getting it in the ass, especially from the state. The federal taxes pisses me off a little bit. State taxes make me fucking nuts.
Because they always come back after you. You always feel like they always think you missed something, be it your car, your house.
Well, that's what's going on with Vermont right now. Vermont, 2 years later, Vermont's like, "Hey, you owe us $1,700. I'm like, "Fuck you. I lived there for a year and a half. Not even a year and a half. There's no way I lived $1,700 worth in that state. There's no way.
That's how much they want from you?
Yeah.
I think I had to pay like 30 to be done with the state of Virginia. I was like, fine.
Yeah. So that's why I'm giving that to her, because you know, they're like, oh, well, download this form and get this form, and you may not owe us that much, but look at this form. And I'm like, I'm looking at this form, and my brain, I get far enough to fill out my name and address, and my brain starts melting.
Well, it's like a shitty product. Basically, what they do is they say you owe this ton of money. They're like, oh, I bet they pull it out of their ass. They're like, you owe us $3,000.
Yeah.
But if you fill out this, 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 and this, we can double check. It's like refunds. That's why companies offer refunds, because they know you're not going to mail it in.
No.
The return rate on those things is super low, so they get people to buy things at an inflated price, and they don't have to pay out the rebate.
There was a funny story on The Onion. I think it was Sanyo Corporation hopes that Guy doesn't send back his $40 rebate because it was going to put him out of business. Hey, I had a dream last night, and it's very similar to the dreams that you've talked about in the past. You have the ones where your teeth fall out?
Oh, I hate them. Like you have three packs of Chiclets in there and they just start falling. It starts with one.
This one, my canine, I guess it is, the pointy one.
Yeah.
I had a dream last night that it shattered and like came apart in my hand.
That's not fun.
And it was all like little like, it turned into, I don't even know how to describe it. Just like little like sheet. It was very weird. Was
like just shattered porcelain?
Just
almost?
That one, yeah. It wasn't like chunks. It was like little sheets of like, it was just like coming apart like it was sheets of paper.
Oh.
A little bit. Oh, it was so, because it was all brown. I'm like, what the fuck? Like I brush my teeth twice, three times a day.
But how often do you go to the dentist?
Never. That's.
You think it's a scam?
Me and Big Jim both think, not even think, know that it's. Remember I went to the doctor a couple weeks ago?
Uh-huh.
Because I had something going on down here,
mm-hmm.
which I still kind of do. There's something, something's not right. Something's not
right.
Did
you do what the doctor told you to do?
The bitch didn't tell me to do anything and charged me $125. Oh, you pulled a muscle. I'm like, no. When I sneeze, I can feel my guts move. I'm like, that can't be good.
Stop sneezing.
If I'm laying down and I sneeze or cough or something, down here, things move around that shouldn't be moving around.
Ugh.
And she's like, well, you don't have a hernia. And I'm like, well, that's good, because that's what I thought it was. It's like, I think he just pulled a muscle. And I'm like, well, would a muscle make things like shift? It's fucking gross. And now it's better. Like, it doesn't hurt as much as it did. But they still have something right here. Let me show you.
No, I don't. You're hairy.
It's kind of right down
here.
No, I shaved. It's very clean.
Even better.
It's very clean. But it stinks because I haven't showered in a couple days. But yeah, I don't know why. And it was that one tooth. I don't remember what but you have the same dream, but yours just fall. You have a bunch of them that fall out.
Yeah, it's like my mouth is full of Chiclets and just bags and bags of just, they just start pouring out. They're going
God,
like sand through my hand. I'm like, what's happening?
That's so gross.
It's the worst thing ever.
Laura Loewenberg is the dream lady. She's on Twitter. I should send her a message and see what it means when just one comes out. Because what did she say? You're saying things that you shouldn't say?
Yeah, you want to take back something.
Yeah,
and I don't ever want to take back anything.
I don't.
When
think
I say
wanna,
fuck you, I mean fuck you.
Yeah, I don't want to. I don't think I want to take anything back. But I'm still trying to figure out exactly what it could be. Just that one tooth, just kind of disintegrating in my hand.
I still don't understand how you don't go to the dentist.
It's fucked up.
You should go.
Fuck the dentist. No, no.
The how many only cavities do you have?
I really think the only way that I could do it is if I did sedation dentistry, where they just knock you the fuck out.
Like, it's the only what way are you scared of?
Huh?
Is this a fear?
It's a fear. I think the entire medical industry is bogus.
All right. So we were just saying how, you know, you should use an attorney and an accountant because they're legit. But you're telling me that you think the entire industry.
I think 99% of it is on the take and bullshit.
I will agree with that about my dog. Because I see two vets. I go to one place, and it depends who's in that day.
Mm-hmm.
The guy is like, we need to do this, get him on this food. And the lady is like, all right, well, we'll get him off that food, get him back to his regular thing, and see what happens.
In the same practice?
Yeah, different days. Depends who's there.
Hmm.
I trust her more.
Yeah, who's on the take there?
That's my instinct, is to get him back to where he was before.
Does he have a Yukonuba tattoo on his arm?
No, he doesn't. No, he had me on Royal Canin, which was like $25 for a 6-pound bag.
Which your dog eats in 3 days.
And then, yeah, then he started peeing blood.
Because
he had crystals
Christ.
In his bladder. So I'm like,
crystal.
I'm
crystal method, Friday night.
Tying that in any way you can at X night. That fucking dog is costing me a fortune. But now I've got him back on cheap food, and I'll give him fish oil for his skin.
Like, you sell the blueberry yet?
No, I had a couple people call. One guy test drove it. Still nothing.
Hmm.
I need to sell the 2003 WRX. I'm asking $8,500. It has 111,000 plus miles. Brand new tires. Brand new brakes.
That's right. I forgot about
brand new alternator. Brand new battery. Mm-hmm. Belts were just replaced. Mm. All of it. It's a great car. Great stereo system. Includes iPod control, GPS, and a brand new ice scraper with brush.
Are you leaving the GPS in there?
Yeah. What the hell do I need it for?
Doesn't it do walking directions?
No, I got my phone.
Oh, wow.
I don't, the pre does it all, man. That's how business gets done.
Which has video now, too.
Yeah, over-the-air updates. You don't have to plug it into your stupid laptop like yours.
So you want to play a song here and we'll do something else?
Yeah, you have Poster Children?
Yes.
All right, let's play Poster Children. What do I want to play? What's my favorite one off of...
Well, tell the people that don't know who the Poster Children
Junior
are. Tell
Citizen.
Them about them.
I want to play that. Okay. They are from Champaign, Illinois.
Uh-huh.
They're very tall, I seem to remember. At least the chick is, right? Is the chick tall?
I don't think I ever actually...
I saw them live once with Better Than Ezra. Very weird show.
I don't know if I saw them.
How would you describe them? They're around the time Alternative was big. You know, Alternative was in its... People were signing everybody.
They're like a... They're a less annoying Fountains of Wayne.
Is that what you think? Well, I don't think Fountains of Wayne is annoying at all.
I find Fountains of Wayne highly annoying.
Oh, they're just pop fun.
They're an arty Fountains of Wayne.
Arty Fountains of Wayne? Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah.
Chick on bass... Dual, lots of vocals layered that I love.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I can't explain it. Junior Citizen, figure it out for yourself.
They're Fountains of Wayne is here and Jawbox is here. Poster Children is right here.
I'm good with that.
What do you think of that?
I'm all right with that. Cool. I could never explain them to anyone.
Yeah.
All right, during the course of that song, you have done some poster children research.
Yes, I was correct about Champaign, Illinois. I only remember that because they said it 90 times from the stage when I saw them. Mm-hmm. Capitol Ballroom back in, like, 1996,
mm-hmm.
I think. They are an indie rock band from Champaign, Illinois, founded in 1987. This, according to Wikipedia, of course.
Sure, yeah.
Known for their DIY ethic, they drive their own tour bus, create their own artwork and t-shirt designs, and operate their own record label. They were also ahead of the curve on technology, first to use enhanced CDs. They also did webcasts and blogs.
I remember that, yeah.
Well, they had one, RTFM. They had a record called Read the Fucking Manual.
Yep.
So yeah, they're nerds. They also have something you would like, the electronic side project, Salaryman.
I was going to ask if that's in there. I actually own that CD.
I've never heard it. I know it exists, but...
They used to, when they did Salaryman shows... they put a live television up on the stage with them, turned it on, put a mic on it, or ran line out or whatever out of it, and they would change channels and just play, and like play along with essentially
whatever was happening.
What the live TV was going to see. They like flip it over to CNN, they just, you know, like the news, whatever was on, you know, and they would just play along basically with the live TV.
That's pretty
cool.
And
that's actually within that EP, that record or whatever they put out. Oh, man. Hey, Matt. Matt's here.
Hello.
Yeah. So, and I've got that. So, if you want to take it with you, it's weird. I mean, yeah, it's out there. They're odd.
There are a few weird cats, but Junior Citizen is probably my favorite one.
Yeah, I know.
There are some here and there after that, but that is probably my favorite. The earlier stuff's kind of raw, and then they got polished. RTFM's okay. I like the one titled "No More Songs About Sleep and Fire." Then there are like two songs about sleep and fire on them.
What was the Junior Citizen? There was an EP that came out.
Just Like You was
the
EP before
it. There's Just Like You and then...
Not Like You.
Not Like You. I like both of those songs. And those... Ah, damn it. I got to go pull all those out now. I love that.
What's Inside the Box.
Yeah, What's Inside the Box.
You used that for a game called What's in the Box.
What's Inside the Box. Yeah, exactly. So do we actually have phone calls on the
I'm going to
FTW
check
line?
The most recent one.
Okay.
Because it's been a while. 617-299-1541. That's 617-299-1541. It is the FTW line. We've been slacking on it.
Yeah, it's real nice that you guys, have the FTW line, and then you podcast like once, I don't know, like a fucking month or something like that now, and you don't even put anything on from the FTW line. What's the point of having this line? Get your fucking shit together, will you? You have to disappoint me. You giving up on life? I know you're going through, like, you know, the doldrums of unemployment. Fucking snap out of it. Go fucking dig a hole somewhere or something.
I like when people are sweary like that.
We have no excuse. Well, I have an excuse in his name. I'm looking right at him. His name is Charlie.
No, that's not necessarily true because the last couple that we've done, Soulfire did not have internet access.
Correct.
So we couldn't have pulled him off of there. We did one over Skype and it was just...
It would have sounded like ass.
Would have sounded like ass. Was just technically not feasible.
Yeah, because there would have been delay between the two.
Because, yeah, you wouldn't have been able to feed it back. And, yeah, it just would have been a train wreck. So, I mean, that's the... You know, there have been reasons that we haven't been able to do this specifically.
I love that we use Google Voice for this, and it sends you a message and gives you text of the message.
Mm-hmm.
When he says, "I know that you're going through the doldrums of unemployment,"
what's it translated as?
I know you're going to let you know the gold rooms of unemployment.
Oh,
in
God.
Snap lot of it.
Ah,
fucking
I would love
snap
to know
out
the,
of it is what he said.
I would love to know where the gold rooms of employment are.
Yeah, really.
Show me the to way. Them. Yes.
617-299-1541. Leave a message. We'll get back to doing the FTW line again as soon as Charlie commits to a couple days a week where I can get them, because I have a place we can do it. We don't even have to set up this mess anymore.
Yeah, so you've been talking to John?
Unregularradio.com. I sat in on Thursday. They have a place down in Downtown Crossing. Nice room. They're going to put up a wall for some soundproofing.
He was telling me to bring the children because they have a bunch of like RC cars and stuff laying around.
They got a great room and a great setup. Their setup is really better for what we do than any room we've been in, any studio. They've got the table laid out so everybody can see each other.
Right.
The producer's down at one end, but can still see
producer.
Everybody.
Producer? Whoa.
Yeah. it was pretty cool.
Real question is what kind of drugs is he selling to fund this operation?
Well, we have not asked him how he managed to do all this, and I don't care. It's just a cool thing to do, and you should come down and we can do an empire from down there.
Yeah, absolutely. Would love to. He seemed like a nice guy. And I will bring the children, especially if they're remote control cars.
And there's a big screen, there's a projector, and a giant couch.
Do you have cable?
I did not ask. Mm. I was too busy being funny.
Oh, well, somebody's got to.
Hey, man, it's my specialty.
So are you going to come out on Friday night for X Night? Returning to Lansdowne Street?
I am going to the BU hockey game.
Oh, with Bernie. Bernie Corbett. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I believe that's what I'm doing. I'm going to the Lion King on Thursday night.
Are you now?
I am. It is the girl's mom's birthday.
Girl's mom's. And you were invited.
Yes.
That's a big step, my friend. Big step.
Lion King.
I mean, I'm not even going to see the Lion
Mufasa.
King. And I have children.
Do they do that still? They have to do that part.
I would hope so.
Say it again. Mufasa. King LB, wonderful he, Alibaba.
That's a different movie.
Oh, yeah, that was Aladdin.
Yeah, it's Aladdin.
That's all I know.
Yeah, your Disney's all getting right. No, yeah, that's all you know. Yeah, right. So Friday night at the Cask and Flagon, the place is called Oliver's. It's attached to it. It starts at 9 o'clock. I will be DJing until like 10:15. Then Pretending will go on. They are a Pretenders tribute band. And then after that, DJ Mike Joshua will spinny spin spin like it's 1998 all over again.
Oh, that was a good year.
Wasn't it, though? I had a good time in 98. All right, well, thanks for making the trip to the North Shore. We'll have to line something up here and hang out with the people.
I'm going
to
stock up on burgers on the way out.
You should. Well, if you mean on the way here?
No, on the way out, on the way home. I'm going to freeze them when I get home.
That's not a bad idea at all. Bring a cooler.
Your power's a weak old man.
You can't win, Doc. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.